Esau and Jacob had not spoken for a long time. Jacob had stolen Esau's blessing. Esau hated him for it. He was so angry with Jacob that he wanted to kill his brother. Jacob ran away to escape Esau's anger. God told Jacob to go home. Jacob and his family traveled back to the land where Esau lived, the land that God had promised to Jacob. When they were a few days into their journey, Jacob learned that Esau was coming to meet him with 400 of his strongest men. Jacob was very worried. That night, Jacob and his family came to a river. Jacob helped his family cross the river to set up camp. Then he went off by himself. Alone and afraid, he worried, "What am I going to do?" Suddenly a stranger stepped from the darkness. The man grabbed Jacob. They began to wrestle. All night long the two men struggled. The stranger grabbed Jacob's thigh so hard that he tore the muscle. Still, Jacob hung on. "Let me go," the stranger cried. "I won't let you go until you bless me," responded Jacob. "What is your name?" asked the stranger. "Jacob," replied Jacob. "You will not be called Jacob any longer," explained the stranger. "You will be called Israel. You wrestle with God and with men, and you won." The stranger blessed Jacob and left. Jacob named the place Peniel, which means face of God. "Tonight I saw God face to face," marveled Jacob as he crossed the river to join his family, limping because of the torn muscle. As the sun appeared, Jacob looked over the land. He saw a cloud of dust in the distance. It was Esau and his 400 men. Esau's army came closer and closer. Jacob could hear the stomp, stomp, stomp of their feet on the ground. Jacob went ahead of his family. He bowed to the ground 7 times as he approached his brother. Jacob didn't know what to expect. With joy, Esau ran to Jacob and wrapped his arms around him. Both brothers were crying. Jacob could hardly believe what was happening. "God has surely blessed me," Jacob cried. "Seeing you is like seeing the face of God." Jacob introduced his brother to his family. They were friends again. God had brought them back together. God's love had changed everything.